the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, December the 2nd, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Among the stories on our nationwide rundown, green groups say they're bracing for another bad year for the environment under Trump. Unions say they stand ready to protect workers and their families as lawmakers get back to work and fighting fake news about organic food. Now our top story, President Donald Trump back at the White House starting his second year in office after a holiday break at his Florida estate. The Washington Post reporting Trump faces a hefty legislative to-do list with the new year, plus critical midterm elections and perilous threats abroad. The Post adds, on Monday, the president fired off angry tweets at Iran and Pakistan, slamming Islamabad for lies and deceit and saying the country had played U.S. leaders for fools. Meantime, environmental groups say they're bracing for another year of rollbacks of protections for public land, water, and air in 2018. Suzanne Potter reports that's based on President Trump's first year in office.
A new year-in-review report from the Western Watersheds Project notes that in 2017, his administration rolled back regulations on clean water, pollution controls on coal-fired power plants, and rules to prevent air pollution from oil and gas wells. Trump backed the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord and shrank two national monuments with eight more under review. Eric Molvar, who heads the Western Watersheds Project, says now the feds are saying they'll ease safety regulations put in place after the Deepwater Horizon oil spill.
Basically, the Trump administration wants what they're calling energy dominance, which means maximizing drilling and minimizing safety and environmental safeguards. That might slow that down.
Recently, U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke announced he's ready to renegotiate greater sagegrass conservation plans, which have been seen as a grand compromise between industry, states, and environmental groups, a deal that was years in the making.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo has again used his executive power to shield immigrants from the threat of deportation.
Last week, the governor pardoned 18 immigrants who had been convicted of low-level offenses. The Trump administration has targeted immigrants with criminal records for deportation. But Ravi Ragbir, director of the New Sanctuary Coalition, points out that these are lawful residents who have already paid for past mistakes, and the pardons mean they will not continue to be punished.
The basis of the removal does not exist anymore, and each of those 18 individuals will now be able to stay in the United States without fear of deportation to stay with their families.
Cuomo had previously pardoned seven other immigrants specifically to protect them from deportation. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Cuomo described those he pardoned as people who have demonstrated good citizenship and given back to their communities and families in a variety of ways. Florida's Republican lawmakers have resurrected and say they planned to fast-track legislation from last year that would weaken most labor unions in the state. Rich Templin of the Florida AFL-CIO, which represents more than 500 locals, says it's almost deja vu as his team prepares to play defense on behalf of workers in the 2018 legislative session. One measure being talked about would automatically decertify some unions if more than 50% of the workers they represent don't pay dues to the organization.
That would make it almost impossible for public sector unions to exist by placing new barriers and hurdles on their ability to represent their workers and collectively bargain on behalf of all workers.
Similar to last year, he predicts the legislation will clear the House, but its future in the Senate is uncertain. Florida's 60-day lawmaking session starts January the 9th. Wisconsin has had mixed results from a four-year experiment of partially expanding Medicaid, which in Wisconsin is called Badger Care. Tim Morrissey explains.
That's the finding of a report from Kids Forward, which says the partial expansion experiment has put a huge dent in the number of uninsured state residents. John Peacock, research director for Kids Forward, says partially expanding Badger Care under the Affordable Care Act has been a good thing.
But that partial expansion is costing state taxpayers far more than a larger expansion, and we're covering 80,000 fewer adults who are now struggling to afford health care. We can do a lot better than that.
While the number of uninsured has gone down in Wisconsin under partial expansion, the report says full expansion would mean 80,000 more adults would be covered.
And finally, Tramiel Gomes tells us it could have been dredged out of the pages of the tobacco industry's marketing playbook. An investigative journalist and author says that there is a robust campaign underway to downplay the benefits of organic agriculture.
Stacey Malkin, co-founder of the group U.S. Right to Know, says fake news is being generated about organic foods, and big corporations in agriculture are engineering some of their own facts about the long-term impacts of genetically modified foods. Malkin says the results leave consumers at risk.
And a lot of times they're really attacking scientists, consumer groups, media reporters, anyone who's really presenting the information about the risks associated with this kind of farming.
While Big Ag points to cost savings in using genetically modified organisms, or GMOs, Malkin says the industry is resisting a growing consumer demand for all-natural organic foods.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, consumer demand for organically produced goods continues to show double-digit growth. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.